This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. Dead Cabbies. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 15th day of June. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning to everybody up in Gainesville.
Up in Gainesville.
Up north of the
north end of the lake.
Yes. And that's where a whole lot of folks are going to be flocking today.
Yeah.
It's going to get close to 95 degrees. If not over it, you know, when you say 94, why you pick 94? It's like when you get, you know, change back, and it's always 99 cents. Why don't you just round it up and make it even?
No, don't do that.
Why not?
The people out in Phoenix dealing with that.
Well,
I know some people in Phoenix. Some people in Phoenix. It's supposed to be 112 degrees, whatever it was. We're going to San Diego.
Yeah, really. Y'all move to Phoenix. You know what's going on.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah, dry. I got your dry heat. Anyway.
Always say that they want to defend that, right? Oh, but it's a dry heat.
I don't want to live nowhere. Listen, the heat is one thing. Snakes, scorpions, and bouncing long spiders. Now, we got this 8-incher that's hanging around here in Georgia, but they got too many other critters out there. That place is damn near like Australia. They got stuff that'll bite you and kill you. So you can keep Arizona. I mean, it's a nice place to visit. Go there and play around.
I'm sure they're very nice people there.
Some. Yeah. That was
Shout out to my old partner in crime, Fred Khalil, who's out.
Fred's out. That's right, Fred's out there.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, we like Fred. He brought a little Indiana out. See, he brings a little Midwest with him when he goes out there.
Yeah, he does.
That's okay. that is just nice. How was your week, Mr. Crenshaw?
Oh, what a week. It's okay. You know what? The summer officially arrived this week. The heat and humidity just kicked in full tilt. Mm-hmm. And get ready, folks. It'll be here with us for the next couple of months.
I like your shirt off the top. Can you give a little shout out to what you're wearing?
It's just something.
It's just, it's just nice.
Well, and the lady behind the glass, she's got one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking at her because she's behind the glass, for one. She's still busy. We can't talk to her for the first 10 minutes. Didn't you get the memo? Leave Noelle alone in the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
She got stuff to do to keep us on the air.
I sport my alma mater.
Yeah.
And, Black Alumni Network.
Okay. There you go. I wanted you to give you a chance at that. We are going to, throughout this show, probably a couple times, talk about WNBA and talk about Atlanta Dream. And just the other stuff surrounding that league right now as it continues to grow and become part of just the regular conversation. It's no longer a thing to talk about the WNBA. You know what I mean? It's a part of it.
It's getting there.
Yeah. It's a part of it.
It's part
of the sports conversation. I think that's fair.
It's, yeah.
Okay. Right now it is. It's in the embryo stages, but it's there. Having said that, they are now, I'm noticing, that I'm watching some things that I would normally watch, and I didn't think about it. But, you know, the ESPN, they do their top 10 plays of the day, you know, at the end of their Sports Center show. And I was looking at it the other day, and I noticed the business of sport being in full effect. And here's the example I was thinking of. I'm watching the top 10 plays. Now, I watched the Fever play the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that play that ended the first half. I saw, what was it, Kelsey Mitchell? I saw the shot she hit.
Yep.
That should have been number 2 at worst on that list, if not number 1.
Yep.
But they did include a play from that game. And it was a nice, you know, reverse layup by Caitlin. Wasn't nothing special about it. She didn't jump over somebody's head. It was a, you know, she broke down the defense, ran in, and made a reverse layup.
Okay.
That was the one they used in the top 10.
Yep.
Business of sports.
Well, there's other stuff pushing that, too. But we're gonna,
I'm just saying, and I wasn't mad at it, but it was obvious.
She only had 7 points in the game. She only had 7 points in the game.
Yeah, but it was obvious what the best play was of the game. So, again, if we can speculate on it being something that's a deal, and they are doing this and that behind the scenes, but this was blatant right in front of us, and I wanted to mention it. I wrote it down because y'all wouldn't going to be expecting me to start off with my first one having to do it WNBA. But that play should have been included in what they did.
Well, you can have that, but, I mean, the other players are doing what I think they ought to do, and that is take the spotlight. Asia Wilson out at Las Vegas, she's having an incredible start to the season, doing some amazing stuff. And she says, if the light's on, I'm going to get my share of it. And that's what everybody ought to do.
And she's in a couple commercials I'm seeing her with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's out there. You know who's out there with Las Vegas? Who's running their in-game festivities?
Yeah.
A woman who was a part of our original morning show.
Okay.
CJ Simpson.
Yeah, yeah.
She's out there. I know she went from here to the Sparks, but then I didn't know she ended up in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But CJ was here when we first opened the doors.
She's doing some stuff.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Are the Braves cured?
No.
I'm just saying something.
Okay, that was a quick answer. For me, it wasn't even much to think about.
Is it the start of a cure? I mean, they win last night 7-3 over Tampa Bay. These are not the Tampa Bay Rays that we've seen for the last, 4 or 5 years ago that were just really one of the dominant teams in the American League. They're a good team. They're not like the team they just left up in Baltimore. That was a really good ball club. But they win. Chris Sale gets he goes 7 innings, strikes out 7. Another performance. He's now 9-2.
He's done everything that you would want him to do when you signed him. And including not even knowing that he is, in the locker room. There's no conversation. It's all very positive, and it's about what he does on the mound. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Yep. Yeah, he does that. And, unfortunately, we have something with Michael Harris, the second, has to leave the game. Left in the first inning. Tightness in his left hamstring. And so now what do you do to replace him? He's been your steady person in center field. He had to leave the game. And, you have a little concern. Well, a lot of concern about that because you just made the move to bring him up to be your leadoff guy. And so that's the other thing. But other than that, you had a good night last night for Austin Riley, 3-for-4. We need more of that from him. That's good. He hadn't had that for a minute.
But we'll get into these guys at 40. We're going to talk about them then. Also going to talk NBA playoffs coming up at the 20 break. We also have, just want to let you know, we got C.J. Stewart. Now, C.J. Stewart. He's a regular on the show. He will be coming on here talking about, among other things, we got to get out there to see the Hank Aaron statue.
Well, we'll see the exhibit. And he's doing something special today that people can have to go in and register to come to at the Atlanta History Center, which is up in Buckhead. But he's doing something involving baseball and kind of like an early Juneteenth celebration, if you will. So he's going to do that kind of barbecue baseball on the lawn there. But then on the inside, I want people to go inside and see More Than Brave, which is the Hank Aaron exhibit, which is inside there. So he'll be along at 7:20 to talk with us about it.
All right. Also, Adam Alexander, our friend from NASCAR FS1. Listen, we do this every season. Adam is with us for the beginning of the season. We talk to him a little bit afterwards, but, they flip over from Fox to NBC, NBC's coverage of NASCAR, and we will eventually start talking to Dustin Long, who's also a friend of the
show. Dustin's going to join us tomorrow because NBC starts, and they got a night race at a place the Cup cars have not been before. They're in Iowa, and I'm figuring out it's a half-repaved track. It's a short track, and they got to figure this thing out. It's going to be like going back to the L.A. Coliseum almost. It's going to be a short track that's a different kind of surface. I look for Joey Logano. Joey Logano is the guy when you get one of them tracks where you come up with something different kind of configuration. But this is the second year that the Cup cars will have an inaugural race. Last year's inaugural race was Chicago Street Race, which was a big hit, and it's coming back. But also, Adam's going to talk about Race Hub. And this week, Race Hub signed off after many years, and it's something he's been with for the duration of it. And you let him reflect some on that and just talk about the first half of this season.
And coming on here doing yeoman's work, it's Jason Longshore. He will get us set for Atlanta United versus Houston. And this has been a tough year for Jason and Mike Conte. These guys, as they come and talk about our hometown team, just grasping for ideas and thoughts and positivity from what's going on this year. Nothing has worked out the way we thought it was when the season started, and so Jason will be back and join us, letting us know.
Got a number of players that will not be back for this game today, who's still serving. You know, it was a break to go and play with your international teams, back to your home countries. So a number of guys won't be back. Got a couple of guys with injuries, but most of them have returned. Rob Valentino, the interim coach, is back in as an interim. And let's see.
He always did. He did good the last time when he took over for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Noel, would you please? She's working.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs. It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. I've been going first the last couple weeks. Do you go ahead. Well, see, that's all I'm saying. I've been going first the last couple weeks. Mine was the conversation. I mean, listen, there were a couple things. There's always a couple things. You know, we had an earthquake last week.
I heard.
Yeah. We had four. And four earthquakes. I think the biggest one was 2.5. But people are sleeping on the fault line that we have here up through Georgia. We keep talking about that one out in California, San Andreas. If this thing ever wakes up that's beneath us on this East Coast, we in trouble. We can call The Rock and Bruce Willis and Arnold, all the superheroes. We can call Charles Barkley if you want. We got no chance if this thing ever wakes up. So, but that's not the story of the week.
Because you know what? The thing that would be difficult is, like, unlike California, the structures here are not built for that.
Exactly.
People forget in California, a lot of structures and overpasses are built to withstand that or to give in a certain type of way with it. And we don't have that.
No. But you know what mine was, really? And I wasn't sure it was going to be initially. I thought about it, but then I heard the conversation, and it's been a long time since I've heard this kind of conversation about one person the way it has been. I was trying to think of the other person, but Jerry West.
Yeah.
The passing of Jerry West. And there are very few people who are universally respected in that world like he is. And what he's done, and done it on the levels that he did it. I remember when Al Davis died. Now, Al Davis was what he was toward the end. But when you broke down what he achieved in football, not just the NFL, but in football, people didn't know.
Yeah.
Al played, Al coached, Al GM'd before he owned. He went through every possible step short of working in the mailroom, you know, and did it in a time, and also came up through the rough times because it was all AFL. You know, he came through and it was part of the merger. And then the dude who made the merger, he fought with from day one.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Pete Rozelle went back and forth. My point for bringing that up is because when you look at what Jerry West did, it was similar to what Al Davis as far as the levels of greatness from the player to coach. But, didn't have that kind of success as a coach. But you talk about an executive, it's second to none as far as a player going up there. So anyway, mine was the passing of Jerry West. And on the heels of a different sort of conversation, but two guys that all Hall of Famers from the same sport just graciously, eulogized. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill Walton. Bill Walton and Jerry West. Can't tell the history of the NBA without mentioning those two dudes and them going the way they did is in close proximity the way they did and the conversations that came out about them. I can't remember the last time that's happened in the sports world for me.
That's true.
Just want to throw that out there. That's my story of the week.
Wow. Story of the week for me, I guess, is like, you know, something that happened. It wasn't sports related. It's just the frightening thing that happened several days ago here in town.
Oh, man.
With the bus. With the Gwinnett County bus, and just, I'm catching up to it and finding out things that are happening and listening, and oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And the video that you saw, some of the people who captured it as it came down Jimmy Carter headed towards Stone Mountain and the amount of law enforcement that was behind it. Just, tip of the cap to all the the people who responded, all our first responders and people who just, you know, jumped out there and said, you know, we're going to get involved with it. There was the police cars was like from throughout the whole metro area.
It was taking, listen, if you haven't seen the footage, you need to go watch it. But at the end of the day, it's still something scary from top to bottom. This wasn't Sandra Bullock. This was real life. You know what I mean?
This is real life.
And
this really happened.
What happened not only on the bus, but then what the bus did. And then I saw the footage of the dude, like before that, he was at some other.
No, he was not at the food court. He was at the food court.
Yeah, but he was watching something that they captured him on camera.
Right, he was at the shooting in the food court that same day down at Peachtree Center. And so, that's something that, you know, a lot of people are still talking about, reflecting on that happened here in town.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, we touched on the weather. It's going to get into the mid-90s today, and I had Gainesville as far as my first reach-out city. So let's just do what we do when we talk to the folks and the officials come on from up in Gwinnett County. Y'all going to go to the lake today. Let somebody know you're going.
Yep.
You're going to Lake Altoona? Let somebody know you're going. You're going to take a ride out I-20? You're going to Lake Oconee? Let folks know you're going. Right?
Yep. Okay. Or I just recommend just finding your pool.
Well,
it don't have to be the lake.
Make sure you can ask to go into it first.
Yeah, the pool. You actually get in the pool.
Man.
In the boat. You're out of boat.
Can't walk Jesse no more. At least for 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, that arthritis thing. Remember I told you, and the doctor said, okay, we have no structural issues, so it's inflammation, so you got to cut down on her walks. I said, how are you going to not walk a dog? He said, well, if you want the inflammation to go down, this is one of the things. Just cut back on. So, yeah, Jesse's sitting there looking at us like we owe her money at the front door, waiting to go out. Can't go out. We're going to talk NBA playoffs coming up next. It is Sam and Greg, along with Noel on the other side of the glass. Getting started on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
When you don't believe a word I say. We can't go on together.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I am always fascinated to find out the scope of Noelle's musical interest. And to hear that she's having an Elvis thing today, I was like, okay. So I got another one for you. We're gonna give you another Elvis throughout the show here. But anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Saturday morning, 15th day of June. What's your favorite thing about Elvis? Or something about Elvis that just pops to mind when you think of him? I'm curious, again, because different age generation, what is it that pops to mind for you?
You know, it's funny. I was watching something on Elvis the other day, and they was like, it's a little known fact that Elvis studied karate. And I was like, was it? Because I knew that.
Yeah.
That's like the number one thing that I know about, like seeing the big hair and the leather leisure suits with the karate belt on and him trying to karate chop somebody. Like, that's like a living vision in my brain of Elvis. So that
and
was
he did
weird
it on
for
stage,
me to
did
hear.
The moves on stage. Of course, he left after about 3 weeks. And he just told everybody he was a black belt. And he got in a pose and he had his boys around him. Sonny Red, come here. And they'd make a move like Steven Seagal when you see those moves and guys just fall over. Yeah.
It was the movies. It was the movies and how the guitar would be in the most unusual places. You know what I mean?
Strategically stages.
He strategically placed the guitar. He says, what the guitar doing behind this tree? He just reached back behind the tree and
that
here's the guitar.
That is hilarious.
Oh, man.
The dude became who he became. I just marvel. It's just for me. It's just there's two things about modern music. And it's funny, too, because you talk about the movies. If he doesn't make those movies, we don't know who the Beatles are. We may know who they are, but he cleared the stage.
Yeah.
When he came back from the Army in 60 and left it wide open. And that means that's when we saw the Beach Boys and Motown, all of that, and then of course the British Invasion.
Yeah,
they were filling that
void.
The
youth movement and into the family friendly movement.
Yeah, if Colonel, who by the way, doesn't put him in the movies and he gets back on stage and that dude, because he had to come back, it took him 8 years to come back in 68. He reminded y'all forgot who I was, and then did that 68 special and then became Vegas. But for me, is the fact that he became who he became, and never did a show outside of America.
Never, like. It is astounding to like for Elvis to be as huge as he became, to realize that there was a ceiling on it. It was a dome put over how big he could be.
But he didn't know it was being put over because he didn't understand what the Colonel was doing. And the Colonel, we found out, there's a reason he didn't leave the country, because if the Colonel left the country, they wouldn't let him back in because he's from the Netherlands. And he ticked off so many people that said, "Yeah, get on that plane." See, we're gonna let Elvis back, but we ain't letting you. And he knew that. The other one is the fact that, and I use this example, Adele, who's now in Vegas, but she had a 6-year span between her biggest album and her next album. 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was waiting for her to come back. I don't know how long it was between Beyonce albums, Taylor Swift, whatever, but 6 years. 6 years was the amount of time the Beatles were on our consciousness. They landed in 64 and they broke up in 70.
Yeah.
In 6 years, they became who they became.
Yeah.
Technically. You know, they wrote a little bit before that in 63, went and saw the, but when they hit the worldwide stage and Ed Sullivan in 64, in 6 years, they were broke up and they became who they became. Those are the two marvels for me in music, period.
That timeline is kind of wild. I never even registered that it was just that short of time period.
Yeah, that's a short period of time.
Anyway, and that's, 6 years. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, the three of us are going to kind of kick around what we saw last night, but also this series, and I really, I'm kind of apathetic about it. I mean, the Celtics should close this out at home.
Yeah.
But if they lose, isn't the conversation about this Celtics team going to resurface about how they've had all the talent in the world, they've done what they've done in the regular season, and now they're letting Dallas get back in it?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
I don't either. I'm just saying, but if it does.
If it does, yeah.
People, we got a conversation.
Say, you know. And they'll be suspecting. They always make the coach the suspect up in Boston, that the team has somehow, you know, overcome the coaching, so to speak. But Dallas came out. I mean, they came out in game three and asserted
really
themselves early and had a lead, and Boston just reeled them in. And that's when you figure, okay, this might be a sweep because you're back on their home court now that happened. But last night, you know, they went out and they sustained it. And just a different overall effort from the team.
Right.
And, you know, they got the win that they needed. And that was, you know, what a lot of people want to see. People who want to see this be a real series want to see it go 6 or 7 games.
Noel, did you get a chance to see any of the games last night? Because I want to tell you something. I thought of you. I'll tell you in a second, though. But have you had a chance to see much of this series?
Yes, I saw. I saw game 3. Okay. I saw when it came out hot. I think it was like 13-2, and it was really loud in there. And I went, yeah, okay. And then I came back. I thought I got a text message from Sam, and I said, "Ooh, let me check the score." And then I went, "Ooh, yeah, you would thought I saw a ghost or a rat ran across my feet." I was like, "Ooh," when I saw that score, jumped. Yeah, that was a huge, like 30-35 point swing. I saw a little bit of what they did last night, and you kind of figured they would come back and get one. I mean, you're not just gonna lay down completely. You have some pride, right? You're gonna come back swinging and at least get one. And to me, it played out the way I thought it would, because I figured it was better for Boston to win Game 5 anyway.
At home.
So yeah, if you're Boston, it's better to win Game 5 anyway. So you're right. You're now they're in a situation where if they lose Game 5, now we're talking about, ooh, could they be the next team to come back from down from 3-1? So it is Boston's to lose. It's all sitting there in their lap. They just have to go get it, apparently. But what I thought was interesting was the defensive effort we saw from Luka Doncic in Game 3.
Well, if you want to call it that.
That was and that is exactly what we're talking about. Ole, 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 ole.
A lot of flopping, a lot of getting in the way, a lot of
yelling, a lot of flopping.
A lot of JV playing the varsity kind of thing.
We rolling on the ground, flopping, fouling out. It wasn't a good look.
Well, that's kind of where I want to go. Because I've been looking for a way to have a discussion about these playoffs with both of you, but mostly Noel, because I want to piggyback on something that you have said throughout the time we've worked with you. And so this was my thought watching this entire series so far. How would you like to have Luka on the Hawks? Not because of what you saw in Game 1 or Game 2, but what you saw in Game 3. You know how they say that phrase, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them? And we saw his pettiness and petulance and everything on full display in Game 3, right?
Full display.
At a time when they did not need that. And he got away with that when he was playing over in Europe. He got away with that early on when Dallas wasn't making any noise. And they were just, you know, a dominant regular season team out west, but they weren't in the position they're at right now. I say this thinking of this, and this is how I thought of you. We've seen Trey on the big stage, and you know why I bring up Trey when we're talking about Luka.
Of course.
Right? So if it was in reverse, and that sort of mentality and that those actions came out in a Hawks game, in a conference final or in a finals, I thought, I wonder how Noel would have reacted if this were the Hawks with Luka in the finals, and that person came out. And I bring that up because if it was reversed and it was me, I'd be hoping and thinking, man, why didn't we get Trae Young? Because I don't want that dude. It's not the talent. It's not the ability.
Yeah, it's just the attitude around it.
It's that knucklehead stuff. And we've seen it in a few players who will just derail a great game or season just because of their own selfishness.
And I won't sit here and say we haven't seen a little bit of that from a Trae Young.
But not like that.
But I'm going to say, like I said, it was from a younger Trae Young. And to your point, not to that degree. We have not seen that to that degree. But I will say that's because Trae doesn't get away with it. We come up here to this ninth floor and we get on these microphones and we and the national media does it too. We get on Trae when he does those things, for good or for bad. So he has that feedback of something to improve on. Maybe I do need to tweak my behavior. It's kind of like Cam Newton pre-2016 when he still had that, you know, lose and pout mentality and he couldn't really get his way out of it. We saw him grow out of it, but maybe too late. And that's kind of where I see Luka right now, where when things go in a direction he doesn't want them to go, he's not really the person to rally the train back on. He's the person to get the train off the mountain.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's leads to what I always say. They're the same person.
They're the same person. Thank you, Sam.
They're the same
person. The only difference is like 8 inches of height.
Yep.
They're the same player.
Yep.
No, I disagree.
They both struggle defensively. They both go and, you know, excessive when pouting to officials on fouls,
right,
and that type thing. They both are that. And except one will get voted, you know, players and whatnot will vote him to an all-star game, and the other, for whatever reason, doesn't get that. The
yep.
perception of Trae is that he doesn't do enough to lift his teammates.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that and that's a knock on him within the league, and that's why they don't vote for him for all-star game. You know, but this guy gets there, I guess, because of what he does. He'll go off and have a huge game that you just can't deny the scoring, like the game he had against us, right? So, I mean, he goes as capable of doing that type thing. The other thing is that he's got a guy like Kyrie with him now, and that's why you figure that makes the difference. That's something that Trae hasn't had here in town.
No, he hasn't.
You know,
I'm with you on most of that, but here's where I jump off. The difference between the players that you named and Luka. Every once in a while, you actually got to acknowledge the fact that he comes from an area that is completely different than how we grew up playing basketball here in America.
Yeah.
And you can't get in his face, because the people who grew up around bombs and things like that, they aren't intimidated by getting up in their face and saying, you need to do this, you need to do that, and so on and so forth. What I'm hearing out of Dallas is he's been told, like you said, that people get on Trae,
mm-hmm.
he's been told about everything that we've talked about. And mm-hmm. he then has come out and said, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to get better at that and blah, 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 blah. But I just feel like this dude has always been that dude. When you come up playing sports, there was always that kid. And it starts off when you're young, who was bigger than everybody,
mm-hmm.
who was better than everybody, which meant he was never told no.
Kind of like Michael Vick when he was here. That's how I felt about Vick.
But I think that it goes a little deeper where he comes from, because he had to get out of a war-torn mm-hmm. area, and he was probably given a lot more rope than a lot of other players here. And I think that extra rope is what we're seeing right now, because he got away with it in European leagues, you know, and yes, he won. But again, he's like other people and other occupations who do things a whole lot differently than the norm, and it rubs people the wrong way, but for them it works. And they say, oh, I ain't going to change who I am, because I've been doing it this way for the longest time, so I'm going to keep doing it, because look where I am, and look what I've achieved. I just feel like that's the disconnect between him, comparing him to Trae.
No, I 100% agree with you. That's been the big difference, in my opinion, the entire time, is how the two of them are handled. Like, you're right, Dallas pulls Luka aside privately, and they have these conversations. Trae gets talked about loudly in the media. Mm-hmm. The big four-letter network, this network, whatever going on in Oklahoma, he hears all of it. Twitter is way more noise professionally and fan-wise around the league when it comes to Trae's behavior versus Luka, and I think it affects them differently. Like, Trae has to hear about it, so it's like, okay, let me tighten up, let me work on these things, let me do that. To your point, I think Luka does have an I'ma do me and y'all gonna figure it out mentality.
And the difference between Trae and Luka is Trae ain't shooting practice shots with the owner. All right, I mean, we can talk about that for a minute, because Mark Cuban has a great relationship with the players, but when this sort of thing needs to be yanked to the side, mm-hmm. like we know Popovich would do, or some of the other great coaches, Pat Riley would come out of the executive office and say, excuse me, you know, and he did it to LeBron. He's done Jimmy Butler, and the list grows. I don't know. Do you believe Mark Cuban has that kind of relationship, or had that kind of relationship before he gave the reins to the other?
The reins to some other folks who you
know. But he's still down there shooting. He still gets the ring if they win this year. Mark, he left himself in place enough to where he gets the bells and whistles if they win. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, he's there. He's been their friend. He's been down there shooting with them. He's connected with the players. And I'm just wondering if this is one of those situations where that's a detriment. Just ask.
I mean, I think you have a superstar in a league that is very player-driven, in a market that is probably without that superstar a little smaller and has a little less luster around it than it does now. And you probably just don't want to upset the apple cart. Like, we'll just call it for what it is. Mm-hmm. So until it gets, you know, super detrimental, this is what it's going to be in Dallas. I truly believe that. They are going to build around Luka until Luka decides he don't want to be there anymore. And if it goes left, believe this, it will be on Dallas and their management. It will not be on Luka. It will be all types of, they didn't get Luka what he needed. Luka, you got him right now talking about Kawhi has PG, and this person has that person. Who does Luka have? Like Kyrie helped drag him to the finals. So that will be the conversation if it doesn't go the way it needs to go in Dallas, even if it is due a lot to Luka's attitude and his refusal to play defense.
That is a sort of Musburger-like insight we're going to get for the Atlanta Dream. I couldn't think of no other sports.
Musburger?
I couldn't think of nobody. Who else?
You're looking live.
That is Noelle White. She is our voice for the Atlanta Dream, but she is also a basketball savant, and so anytime we have basketball conversations, we're going to bring her. You see who's in there with her?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, man, the dude that keeps us on the air.
I know, that's right.
Hey, Paul. Hey, where you been? I can't see you, dude.
Move there over he is. There
yeah,
he is.
There you go. Paul, you bring you in here. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg. We're going to switch gears and talk Braves next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
He knows, let her guide you. Listen, if you can, you know she's a wise.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this bright, sunny Saturday morning. And boy, our heart's a little bit broken because we got the news, Greg, last night. This voice we hear is no longer with us. Angela Beaufield passing away.
Yikes.
It's a 17.
You are the absolute perfect person to do this.
Why you say that?
Because you have that calming, soothing Reverend Crenshaw voice that people, when you have to deliver news like this, they want that voice. And I'm giving you an over the moon kind of compliment here. Because I've said this to you for years, you know. That's why I wanted you to bring us back. I knew that you had that news was there, and I want to hear it from somebody who sounds like you, especially if I'm a fan of hers.
Well, somebody that's a fan, and of course, you know, we got Noelle on the other side of the glass. She picked the song because of all the songs that she made, and she picked that one. And so just, you know, kind of a groundbreaking of a singer of a Latin background who took to R&B or soul music, you know, and with jazz, and early stuff was produced by Dave Grusin. And, it's just a voice that we're going to miss. Has had some health issues in recent years. I think some people have seen, what's the show that they have on, was it when they have on Bounce?
Say it again, Sam.
What's the show I think they have on Bounce about artists that you hadn't heard from in a while?
Oh, yeah. I was on, it was TV One. I was
TV
doing
One,
Unsung.
Mm-hmm. Unsung, yep.
Me and my mom, we were just watching hers last week. I mean, we've seen it before, but we were just watching hers last week.
Yep.
We always love to play Angela Beaufield in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You see who she's in there with?
Yeah.
Paul?
He's in there. He's in there.
I try to get him to come in here.
We don't normally get to see him, and so it's great to see him.
As long as you can hear us. It's Paul's fault.
He's doing it.
And I wanted him to come in here and talk to us, you know, just give him a chance to get on the air. You could come in here and just say hello, Paul, you know. he's like the you know, when your grandmother or mother cooked and they say, y'all just eat it, baby. He's like the cook who doesn't want to come on and enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
Just once in a while. But here's the thing.
It doesn't matter where we are, if we're in our virtual studio, kids studios, wherever we may be. You know, he gets us what we need.
And I was going to tee one up for him because I wanted to know the effects of AI on radio. in the broadcasting business. And he goes, oh, I can tell you about that. And I was like, okay, man. Well, I found you because I know you ain't going to talk about the Braves. So come on, talk about. He had to leave. You know where he's going? And I hadn't even, I don't think I've ever been there before. Heard of it, but he volunteers there. The Piedmont Farmers Market.
Oh, man.
He's on. That's why he didn't want to come on with us.
Okay.
He's up here doing some tests. He's got to do some weekend business as far as the radio. So he's up here knocking that out, and now he's leaving, and he's got to go to the Piedmont Farmers Market.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, that's Paul, man.
That's a good day to go
He
there.
Looks like a dude who would volunteer there, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
That's a good day
to go. Nice man.
That's a good place to go today.
And every time I'm around Paul and I talk to him, I feel smarter when I leave. Most engineers do.
Yeah.
Most engineers, you're around them and you leave, you know. You got something.
You found out something.
You found out something. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Couple shout-outs real quick, people that listen to us. Everybody over there, Carl and Jay and Maurice over at Off the Hook, and Chief Brandon.
Yeah.
Up there in Paulding County.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give them shout-outs on this Saturday morning. We got a Braves team we were talking about here. They only got like three guys who are batting over 250. You only got two guys on this team with double-digit home runs. You got a pitching staff, Chris Sale aside, that you keep your fingers crossed going into pretty much every matchup. You didn't do that before. And I'm talking about the same players, too, the same pitchers, with the exception, obviously, of the ones who aren't on the roster right now. It's just a hodgepodge of I don't know, and normally I'd be cool with this in June. I've been good with it in April and May. We haven't hit the All-Star break yet.
Yeah.
But now... I just don't know. I just, even if they come back, you don't know. But the urgency and how they duct tape and bailing wire and all the other stuff you do to put a team together, hopefully that'll occur in the second half. And by late August, we can see something that looks like a playoff-ready team. That's what I'm hoping.
That's what we're hoping for. And, you know, a step in the right direction last night. Well, the last two games, of course, you get a win on your way out of Baltimore. And you get a win.
Take that with you.
You get a win last night. 7-3 final score. Braves with the win. And the bats, you know, we're looking for signs. We're just looking for signs of things, of the bats getting consistent and coming back together. Austin Riley came through big last night. We've been waiting. We've been waiting to see them be consistent in this lineup. The thing of it is, with Ronald Acuna Jr., who you plug in to be your leadoff. And, you know, some people think it should be Albies. I think it should be Michael Harris II. That's where he's been the last few games.
But
then he leaves the game last night with tightness in his left hamstring.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a, you know, he could be headed for a 10-day injured list. We'll find out later today if that happens with him. It would hurt to have him out of the lineup, too. And that's different with your outfield, because when you tinker with center field, you're messing with your defense.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. With him in center field, you know what you're getting. You know, he's going to – and the pitcher pitches. You know, the pitcher can pitch with confidence when he knows the middle of his defense is set and it's the guys that he's used to having. He knows what he's going to get. Now becomes a bit of a question.
I'm actually – I had another thing I was going to bring up, but I'm actually asking this question. I don't know if, Noel, you know this. Who's the fastest dude on this team now? Who's the base-stealing threat on this team right now, as we go into this game this afternoon? I don't know who that is. And that was one of the things that was going to be prominent with this team going into the season, especially on after what the MVP did last year and the way this team was set up. I'm sure there was going to be a whole lot of small ball in Brian Snitker's approach to this season.
No,
I mean, because you had the ability to do
you
it.
You have the ability to do it.
That's all you need to do.
But we don't.
No, now you don't. I'm saying going into the season, that was one of the luxuries.
You had the ability to do it last year when we lost to the Phillies and we didn't do it.
You ain't talking about the small ball. You're talking about the bat. You are talking about the bats.
I'm talking about the bat. I'm talking about small ball. I'm talking about doing something to get a run across.
Okay, well, we needed some home runs, too. That
you
wasn't
know,
happening.
Okay, we need a run, period.
And when you realize that the small ball wasn't working, it was too late.
We need a run, period. I'm thinking about the game up in Baltimore where Michael Harris leads off with a triple and don't score.
Yeah, that happens. It happens, man.
Leads off with a triple and does not score.
How many times you seen the bases loaded with no outs and nobody scores?
But I'm just saying, you know, you
can't
just,
do nothing
just
about
get the
baseball,
ball out
man.
Of the infield. Just get it out of the infield and try anything.
Yeah.
You got a guy at third base with speed, try suicide squeeze. I don't, you know, that's the thing. And this team doesn't think that at times when I think they could and get something on the board compared to nothing.
You're basing it on the results, but the thinking, or you're saying the lack thereof, I would fight you on all day long, because first of all, the name I would mention first is Ron Washington, and you know he not letting those little nuggets fall through the cracks. Now, the execution of what needs to happen, we can talk about that all day. Or somebody missing a sign when they're supposed to do something. We don't know about that. And nobody is ever going to pin Ron Washington down and EY and say, hey, listen, did these guys, you know, late in the season or during the playoffs, did this happen? Or we were wondering about that. They're not going to tell you straight up. But that's the crazy part about baseball. Hitting that damn thing with that round ball, with that round bat in that cylinder, it is just difficult. Now, if you want to tell me these guys, the defense let them down, yeah, I didn't see that. But what I did see is what happens to every team every year. We know them Dodgers should have more World Series, right? We figure they're going to be there. You just don't know, especially once you get to the playoffs. I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday. They were doing a deep dive into what was wrong with baseball.
Well, people are talking about it. They're talking about the ball.
Juiced up every year. Yeah. Something's crazy with that.
Saying that the ball is a deal this year.
I just crack up at the fact that the changing nature of the sport, and to no fault of their own, because while we thought the bigger names were going to make it last year into the World Series, and who knows what's going to happen this year, I had to actually remind a couple people who played in the World Series last year.
You know.
And they'd go, I think. Was it Texas? One of them teams in Texas.
Texas and Arizona.
Yeah, but then Arizona was the one most people forgot about.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about.
But they were the ones that were versatile as far as run production.
Yes, yes. They did.
They were known for doing.
Yeah, and that's how the Braves got it in 21. We will see what happens. Jason Longshore is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, and because we want to remind you, we got Atlanta United versus Houston. If you can't get in front of a TV and watch it, pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30. You can hear it right here. Why'd you make that noise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's go with the interim. Let's go interim coach.
Yeah. All right. He's got our full. What's that? What's that old Bartles and James thing? You have our full support. Anyway, coming up 7 o'clock hour, CJ Stewart will be joining us, and also Noelle. We're going to venture into her world. But up next, of course, got to let you know what's going on locally here. That's Mr. Crenshaw. That is all coming up. And Noel got us started. We're going to hear some more Elvis at some point. I don't know when, but we're going to hear some Elvis. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.